whether it is violent attempts, brought upon you?
I guess I always had that look about me, don't bother me. But when the only time I had that to happen is at the time when the Ku Klux Klan, and I had a situation in where I was chased by them, and the only way I got away from them, I think they would have done me bodily harm, I really do. The only way I got away, I hid, they chased me, and they were not giving up on trying to find me. So the only way I could get home, there was nobody around to help me, was I threw a rock into the rear window of the car, and that was the only way I was able to get away from them. But nothing ever happened from that. Because they didn't catch me.
Or just at night? Most of the events like that happened during the night?
Yes, mostly at night.
You were walking by yourself?
I was walking alone.
Okay, is it any other things you remember, anything that your mother or your father or grandmother shared with you about their struggles that they had to go through?
Basically the same struggles, really, that I went through, and where they were denied so much just because of their skin color. They were not given good jobs. They were not allowed to go places. They were not allowed to learn certain things. Very close to slavery time, before the civil rights movement.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we didn't cover?
No. I guess if the world was, I don't know if this interview in any way should talk about religion, I guess, but I feel like that's one thing that happens to our children. If anyone would stop to think that when they took God out of the school, when these kids would go to the table, and I feel like if they would put God back in the school, that it would help our children, because in so many instances they don't get it at home. School is the only place that they were getting it. So they're not getting much positive. If you're not getting positive at home, and then you're not getting it at school, where are they getting it? And when I say positive, I mean, when you talk about God, it's something frightening in that won't make you do the right thing. What's the consequences of what I'm doing, And I think, and knowing that there is a God and that He, If you can get kids to believe in God and know that there's something better once we leave this world, and something positive in their minds to think about and deal with, that it would be a much better world. But if I could change anything, I'd change that.
I remember when they took prayer out of school, I was a senior, and we wasn't allowed to pray at our graduation, but we did anyway. And we had several people to walk out, and we had several people to say they would take us all to jail. But we did this on our own. And I feel the same way when they took prayer out of school. That's when, the younger generation didn't start bringing guns.
That's when it all happened. And these people who don't believe that there is a God, I think this should really wake them up. Because if they stop and think, He's not happy with what's going on in this world, and He's telling us in every way that He possibly can, showing us, and most of that is in what these kids are doing now. Most of them, they're searching for something. They're searching for something and they're not finding it. They're not getting it at home, and they're not getting it in school, And of course, because of what they want to be involved in, they're not giving it anyway. Because the people that they're associated with are not giving it to them either. So they're lost. And until they put it back, this is going to continue. And I feel like they have, you know, they have the views, and then they have the different types of religion, you know. If they have somebody who doesn't want to be involved in prayer, then they should allow them to be dismissed and not just do away with the program.
Do you feel that as a society we're more focused on the denominations of people instead of just the belief in God, period? Because I know some things they were like, well, we can't say this kind of prayer because it might offend a Jew. So just having a prayer in general.
I tell you, I don't understand why it would hurt a Jew even to hear God's prayer. You know, if they don't believe in it, then they don't have to accept it. But what's wrong with hearing it? You know, and what's wrong with us hearing theirs? You know, don't just totally do away with it because my belief's not the same as yours. You know, we can share our beliefs, but I feel like they've got to do something to bring our children back because they really don't deserve it.
Do you feel that looking at what I say, my generation, do you see that we are letting things go and not really, as far as rights and everything, do you feel we're maybe moving backwards instead of going forward?
Yes, we're not taking advantage of what's happening. Most of our kids are going to school for the wrong reasons. You know, they're going to meet your buddies and, you know, associate, and they're not going to school to learn, you know, and we, as teachers are afraid to teach because they're afraid of the children. And how can you really teach and take control if you're afraid? And working in the school system, I'm aware of a great deal of that. But our kids are really not really getting what they need to get out of the school because the teachers are afraid, and most of them, and in situations in where when you're dealing with salary, you don't pay teachers very much, so we're not getting a lot of good teachers. We're losing a lot of good teachers because they're getting higher paying jobs, and the ones that are staying sometimes are not your best teachers. Now, we have good teachers, don't misunderstand, but they've lost interest in teaching because they have so many kids that don't want to learn.
Do you feel that, I guess, it's like a link missing, you know, when the child is out the school, but and do you feel it seems like now the society has got where they want to make the teacher be the parent figure,
exactly,
instead of
being a parent? Exactly. We are sending our kids off to school to be raised by teachers. And, you know, when I was growing up, too, I had a mother or a grandmother or somebody at home when I got home from school until my mom died. And even then, when I was sort of the parent to my sisters and I was always there for them. You know, they never came home when nobody was there. We're so busy now trying to have big houses and nice cars, and we're not concerned with being there for our kids. They have too much time to themselves, and that's why I feel that a great deal of what they get involved in is why they get involved in. Because parents are too busy about their business and not enough business about the child. And so, you know, we just have a lot of kids that are just wrong. But you're right, it's that missing link is that it is. I feel like it's parents. It's parents.
what advice would you give to, say, somebody like me that's, you know, in college, trying? What would you, your words of encouragement, or what would you tell someone, like, just anybody?
I would say, what's that saying, keep on keeping on? Don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't be this, that, or the other, because I strongly believe you can be anything that you want to be. Strive to be, to involve yourself around positive things. There's so many negative things out there, and we're so easily drawn into it. And if you would do the best you can to stay away from the negative, and even when you're around negative, try to have some positive input, and you might help somebody else.
As far as me picking an occupation or a major, I've had people tell me, well, they don't have like too many white men. You need to do this. You need to do that.
I would not let anybody discourage me from being anything that I want to be. You know, because I think that's the problem with black. And I sometimes am guilty of that myself, and saying that, well, because I'm black, I'm not going to be able to do this anyway, so why even worry about it? And that's not the attitude to have, because I was listening to something on the radio the other day where this black guy was saying that he outscored on a test three other whites. And, you know, 10 years ago, that was almost unheard of, you know. And so, see, don't say that because you're black that you can't do anything, because now the opportunities are there. Now, of course, you're constantly closing doors in our face, but that's the discouragement. So, you know, don't let that stop you. If you want to be a lawyer, don't let anybody tell you you can't be.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I guess we just about covered everything.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much.